Rockies taking on the Nationals in Howie Kendrick's first game as a National. We'll take you to the top of the second, Trevor Story facing Tanner Roark.
Tanner to the belt of the pitch, swinging a fly ball right center field. Goodwin going back. He's at the warning track. He's at the wall, and it's gone. Goodbye. Three rows deep over the big 14-foot, 8-inch wall in right center, landing in section 142. Trevor Story hits his 15th home run of the year. Gives him 49 runs batted in. Runner goes, 3-2 pitch. Into the air toward the left field line. Lynn on the run, can't get it. This is by him into the wall. LeMahieu heading for third, is around third and coming home. And into second with a slicing double away from the left fielder Adam Lind is Gerardo Parra. Now Marquez into the wind, pitches him, swinging a chopper past the mound, slowly hit, charging in his Story. Barehanded pickup throw to first, in time to Reynolds to get Zimmerman, who busted it up that first baseline.
The 3-2. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball in the dirt, and the tag applied by the catcher, Walters. The 3-2. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball in the dirt, and the tag applied by the catcher, Walters. The 1-1. Wieters sends a line drive to left. This is falling. It's a base hit. One hop in front of Parra, and he knocks it down. Matt Wieters with an opposite field single to left field is the Nationals' first hit in the ballgame. Marquez, the 3-2 pitch. A defensive swing and a miss. He was very late. He was looking for a curve. Here's the 2-2 delivery. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a high fastball at 98. That was impressive for Marquez.
The 1-2 to Harper. Swing and a fly ball left field. Parra moving in toward the line. Still coming. Makes the catch and the game is over. And so is the Harper hitting streak at 19 games in a row. The Rockies take game one of this series with some very strong pitching tonight. Herman Marquez fans a career-high 10 in 7 innings. Scoreless relief from Pat Neshek in the 8th with a hold, and Greg Allen in the 9th with a save. And Tanner Roark will take the loss.
Dusty Baker and the Nationals unable to pull it off against the Rockies on Saturday as they lose 4-2. Here's Baker on the loss.
Wild, wide, off the plate. And every time he tried to go away, it would be off the plate. And, you know, the at-bat that Story had, I mean, he was on him the whole at-bat. And, you know, that was to his credit, to Story's credit. And so just tonight his pitch count got high. I don't know how many walks he had. He probably had, he had 4 walks, which is quite a bit for him. So, you know, he just wasn't sharp tonight. He's staying out of the air. And he's hitting the ball the other way. And then, you know, he'll pull it up on occasion. I mean, you see how they were playing him tonight, because that's a double down the line, but they were standing right there. So evidently they've been scouting defense too. So, you know, the fact that, you know, he's been a tough out, and he's been a clutch man for us in that number 2 spot. So, you know, defense playing, he's playing well. While we're talking about it, you know, right now, that's why I was in there so long. So we're still trying to decide who the 26 man is, and you know, because that 26 man, you know, can't stay after tomorrow. So we're just trying to, you know, kick things around, especially, you know, we got Kendrick today, so there's another roster spot that has to be taken. And so we're trying to, you know, we have some very tough decisions to make.
Series resumes on Sunday with a doubleheader. Game one, Kyle Freeland will take the hill for the Rockies. He'll face Eric Fetty, who's making his major league debut.